Welcome to the Unit Care Podcast, discussions of interest to unit owners. This week, Unit Care Services Managing Director, Gordon Russell, discusses the different types of title for multiple occupant dwellings, with a particular focus on what the different types of title mean for the unit owners. And just before we dive into the discussion, don't forget that a fact sheet and extra material is available on the Unit Care website. Is there just one way that you can set up a multiple occupancy dwelling? There's only strata title, isn't there?
Yeah, in South Australia, Don Dunstan brought in strata titling as the Attorney General back in the 60s. And before that, there was a company title. And company title, I discovered, is largely how they run England. So you end up with a company owning the common property, owns all the buildings, and then you get a lease to your particular building. That's pretty messy. People had shares. So strata titling came in, which gave you a sort of subtitle. So there's a title to the land, like any quarter acre block that people might have. They might have a title, and the bank might have that title mostly. And then they break that title up into smaller titles, effectively, but you still get a title. And that title has value. So you can actually go to the bank and raise money or buy it, and the bank will take the title and considers that possession of the unit. Strata titles became possible for people to transact buildings a whole lot easier than they used to be able to under company titles. With strata titles, you had to finish the buildings before you could sell them. And you had to have a completed plan, finished, done, all T's crossed, I's dotted. The developers started pressing in the early 90s, I think it was, or perhaps the late 80s, for a more flexible system, which would enable them to do stage developments. And the way the stage developments had been done under strata titles was you'd build a group of six, and then next door you'd build another group of six, and there'd be different strata titles, and you maybe merged them or you didn't. So they'd raise money by selling the first six in order to build the second. This was considered by the government and developers to be very inefficient. So community titles came in, and essentially that's a land division. There's no buildings involved. So if you look at a community title, the basic form of it, it's simply a whole lot of lines drawn on what would be a conventional Torrens title. And whatever you build on there is your business. You own the land, you own the sky above, you own the buildings, you insure them. With strata title, the strata corporation actually owns the building and the land underneath and the sky above. So you actually get space, an envelope within that. So community titles are a whole lot more flexible, a lot less communal costs. But then there's another set of titles inside the community title, which is a strata titled community title, which is when you've got one unit above another. So when you've got one unit above another, it's essentially treated exactly the same as the conventional strata title. The corporation owns the entire building, looks after all the common property, insurance, maintenance, those sorts of things. But to go back to the basic community title, so you've got an area of land, maybe a developer knocked down a whole lot of houses and you've got an acre and they put a road through. They may or may not build houses at all. We've got community titled marinas, all that sort of stuff. So you don't actually need to put a building up as you did with strata title. So it's a land division. You buy the land, you get a title to the land, and then with bylaws and scheme descriptions and other various legal tools, you get the right to go and build on it. So that's essentially what the difference is. The strata title was very firm and clear and definitive, and the community title is far more flexible. Some of the problems with community titles is that developers take advantage of that. They promise to deliver things they don't, as opposed to the strata title, what you see is what you get. With community title, there might be a scheme description, a development lot, all sorts of options that are in favour of the developer, but if you want something done and they won't do it, you have to take them to court. If you're thinking about buying into a community title and the buildings aren't up and it's not finished and there's a whole lot of promises, our recommendation is get some legal advice before you purchase.
My personal experience with community title, isn't that just a bunch of hippies getting together and they want to set up a commune?
Oh, we're going to Northern New South Wales now.
Yeah.
And the New South Wales government permitted, I think back in the 70s, for multiple occupancy of farmland. So you could put multiple buildings up on a particular piece of farmland. So you might have half a dozen people in various houses. And that was permitted a long time ago. Unit Care Services looks after the Aldinga Eco Village, look after its affairs. And I think there's about 176 lots there, and it's a farm. It's also an arts eco village. It has its own sewage treatment plant. So effectively, it's like a mini council. It harvests water, it looks after the common roads. people go ahead and build their own places, but they've got to build them within eco standards that are set within the scheme description and bylaws. So the variety that can be developed under community title is obviously far greater. And we've had one in the city we helped look after, which is Christie Walk. The owners there actually developed that. They got an architect in and they did their own development. So they were the developers and they ended up with a straw bale, mud brick, multi-story, also two-story townhouses and apartment blocks at the front, 13 units. So it does create a lot of variety. And yes, a whole bunch of hippies can be doing that as well.
What's the difference from the unit owner's perspective, from strata title to community title, particularly with respect to the common areas, the bits that are managed by the group?
Probably not much, actually, because they have to contribute to a fund that looks after those common areas. So the common areas in a community title, say the Christie Walk one, where they've got a common laundry, a common meeting room, common driveway, those sorts of things, and they all need to be looked after. And the corporation has to look after them, so money has to go into the pool to do that. Often, though, with community title, if you're looking at just a straightforward house on a block and another block and another block, not one above the other, then the owners end up being far less cost because really then there's not a lot of common property left. There's the roads, a bit of fencing, some common power supply, water, sewer, and really beyond that, there's probably not much at all.
You're a unit owner yourself. Putting your unit owner hat on, do you have a preference of strata over community title or vice versa?
I'm very happy to be in a strata title townhouse. I like the collectiveness of it. I like the fact that we need to talk about things, work them out, get approval to do works. It maintains the integrity of the group. When the painting gets done, all the units get painted. I think the risk with community title, the non-strata type, is that everybody insures themselves. So if somebody doesn't insure, the place burns down, you end up with a mess and nobody to fix it. The standard of finish for the buildings and the maintenance of them is all very idiosyncratic. I like the uniformity of, not uniformity of appearance, but the care. But I also like the community aspect of, we look after each other, keep an eye on each other's places and we talk and sometimes have breakfast with some of the people in them, say hello. Yeah, it gives a good sense of community there.
Okay, so swapping hats, because you are also the Managing Director of Unit Care Services, do you as a management agency have a preference for strata title or community title?
No, not really. But when it came in, I was a bit horrified. We have to read bylaws, we have to read a scheme description. So somebody wants to do some building work, we have to go through a whole lot of legal documentation, which is non-standard. Lawyers make it up, beg, borrow, steal documents. And so you don't read everything in context, every single one. So I'd say strata title is much more straightforward to administer, but there's more work because the strata is looking after the maintenance, the insurance. So possibly for our firm, there's more risk for us, whereas a community title, there's more risk for the individual owners. Yeah, it's more complicated legally, but we're happy to manage both. On a day-to-day basis, it doesn't end up being too much of a problem.
Gordon Russell, Managing Director of Unit Care Services, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Paul.